Salesforce reported its Q2 fiscal 21 earnings last night, and they had another strong quarter. They beat expectations both from an earnings as revenue perspective, and they actually beat on guidance, which I'll get to in a minute. Some key things, if we think about kind of performance, right, overall, $5.15 billion, up about 29%. Interestingly enough, and as noted during the earnings call, this is the first quarter that they've actually surpassed $5 billion in revenue. Okay, so that's really important to pay attention to. If you think about it, back in 2014, they were a $4 billion annual revenue company. Okay, now, on top of that, they also reported the highest operating margin ever at 20%. Okay, so you have to think about that, right? They're increasing their revenue. They're growing at a rapid pace, 29% year over year. They're beating expectations. They're improving their operating margin. So how are they doing it? So let's look at the clouds themselves and then look at some of the things that they said during the earnings call. Because if you're a customer, you need to pay attention to this, right? It's not even how they're doing it, but how they expect to do it moving forward and how they're going to rely on their customers. So for Sales Cloud, right, their core, $1.28 billion, up 13%. Service Cloud, $1.3 billion, up 20%. So again, Service Cloud has now eclipsed Sales Cloud. Happened last quarter as well. Obviously, that's something to pay attention to. It's partly a factor of just, obviously, in today's environment, Service Cloud, the functionality associated with that becomes increasingly more important. But again, Sales Cloud, make no mistake about it, they are still dominating in that CRM market space when you think about competing against Oracle and SAP and Microsoft at all. The next cloud group would be Platform and Other, $1.5 billion, up 66%. Now, Tableau itself contributed to 41 points of that growth. Okay, that's really important. And also Tableau is important if you think about the bigger picture because they made that acquisition. And Benioff himself, which he made a pretty bold statement during the earnings call, said that Tableau is going to be the best acquisition ever, not just for Salesforce, in the history of the software industry. I love those types of bold statements. Of course, when I hear that, he wants to stand behind that. Okay, and so if you're a customer, whether you're already a Tableau customer and Salesforce acquired them, or you're considering Tableau because I know Salesforce is aggressively pushing that, you need to be mindful of that, right? There are a lot of internal incentives there to get that product adopted, but more importantly, used for future growth to continue to drive and accelerate the overall top side margins, but also revenue associated with at the bigger company level. They're going to rely on Tableau. They're going to continue to push that product, and they're going to continue to report to the market the success tied to that acquisition. Now, the last area is Marketing and Commerce Cloud, $746 million for the quarter, up 21%. Interestingly, Brett Taylor during the earnings call pointed out the fact that Commerce Cloud itself grew 89% in the quarter. Now, that makes sense, right? And if you think about the market, as these businesses are pushing to the commerce means to drive their own revenue, B2B, B2C, Salesforce has solutions for that. You know, we're working with many customers in the retail space, and they are obviously relying on the Commerce Cloud, digital selling, these platforms to drive and increase their revenue, right? The GMVs associated with that are going up. I mean, Benioff pointed that out numerous times during the earnings call as well. And so, again, 89% growth, if you're one of these customers that now needs to think about how you're leveraging and using the Commerce Cloud that Salesforce is selling, this is the time to be coming to Salesforce and saying, hey, listen, the world has changed and we're relying on your solutions more. So how we cut our deal last time, it needs to be adjusted. I can't wait till the next renewal period. It's changing. My commitment and reliance on you is changing, so I need more back in return. And so, you know, again, this is an area where the pandemic itself, for a lot of organizations, have driven them to have to adapt to rely on digital platforms to sell their products. Well, there's Salesforce reaping the benefits of that to the tune of 89% growth in the Commerce Cloud for last quarter. Now, the other thing that was interesting was if you think about the outperformance, right? Beat expectations, they beat on guidance. you know, some of the factors that were indicated during the earnings call that was they were able to do that, right? Better new business generation. So they're driving better deals out of the gate. Higher license revenue, right? That's obviously important. There's a couple ways they are able to achieve that. One, organizations in the pace that they have to close their deals are taking on deals that perhaps could have been better, but they needed the functionality, they needed the solutions. Two, during renewals, there's always going to be an attempt by Salesforce to uplift through price increases, right? Or uplift through adding more product. And so obviously that higher license revenue is allowing them, and they indicated themselves, to outperform. Now, they did notice the fact that they had modestly better revenue attrition than expected. Okay, so that's important, right? Now, they did note that in Q3 that the revenue attrition should be about the same as in Q2. So that's something to be paying attention to. But they are noting that it's a little bit better than expected, right? That's allowing them to outperform. The other thing they talk about, foreign exchange, favorability, and then certain performance obligations that came from the large teleconference. Before I move to guidance, the other key indicator, the other key metric that was reported that you have to pay attention to, especially if you're a customer, is you have to understand that the remaining performance obligation, right? That's the future revenue under contract, $30.6 billion, which is 21% growth. Think of that as that when you sign a deal with Salesforce and it's a multi-year deal, those outer years, that funnels into that number. What that means is one, the dollars tied to those outer years are getting higher, at a tune of 20, and two, more products are being added, just driving the revenue. And then in some instances, as we're seeing, there's extended terms that come with that as well. But again, make no mistake about it, when you sign your deal, you're making a 3-5 year commitment that's non-refundable, non-cancelable, and so they're booking that revenue. So the deals you cut, you need to make sure that you're not just accounting for the front, but the back ends as well. Don't let a deeper discounting in year one, which you may need, don't let that come at the expense of year two, year three, and certainly any renewal protections you're not putting in place. Now let's talk about guidance, because this is really important, right? How are they going to, or how they told the market they're going to perform? A couple key things. One, they raised full year guidance. They raised their revenue guidance to $20.7, $28 billion, which would be 21, 22% growth. Now, if you remember right, earlier in the year, they lowered their guidance, okay? They were still trying to figure things out. It made sense. Now they're here raising their guidance. Confidence. Why are they confident, right? Pipelines. They've already earmarked their deals where they know they're going to be able to either push net new product or have a high confidence in it. They have an ability to hit organizations with increases. They have all that earmarked and ready to go. So they're now raising their guidance, which, by the way, beat expectation on guidance. So that's really, really important. Now in Q3, they're forecasting about 16% growth, which again assumes the same revenue attrition, which I mentioned before. And then you have to understand that between now and October, this is not kind of their, if you're one of those customers that have deals in that period of time, there's uncertainty still that they've created in the market. You need to make sure that you have the right deal. You have the right pricing, you have the right protections. Don't let Salesforce have the opportunity to get more out of you than what is appropriate just because they're forecasting on the backside the increased revenue guidance for the full year, right? So don't let their modest Q3 allow them to come forward and put certain deals on the table for you. Also, Benioff and Salesforce, they want to beat expectations. So also understand that the sales organization is going to take every opportunity they can to become rock stars and heroes so that potentially Salesforce itself can say, hey, look, we beat again, right? This is not uncommon. This is not a Salesforce tactic. This is what publicly traded companies do all the time, especially when they have the backdrop of a pandemic where they can get away with some uncertainty. So if you think about your deals that are coming up between now and their year end, which is in January. If you think about the relationship that you have in place, especially if you're a Commerce Cloud customer, you need to understand that Salesforce can say things like Mark Hawkins did in his opening statement, that they're going to remain mindful of how the pandemic may continue to impact our customers and our community. And it's true. I'm not saying they don't feel that way. Benioff, Taylor, Gavin Patterson, Mark Hawkins, of course, of course. But when you're in your negotiations, when you're looking at the deal that you have to renew, or you're thinking about adding new products, or you're a commerce cloud again that's living with a contract that needs to be right-sized and improved, it's important for Salesforce to show and demonstrate to you what that actually means, right? What is it they actually are going to do to ensure you have the right deal in place for your circumstances, not just to grow and further beat and raise guidance and continue to show the market they're beating expectations in Q3 as an example. Continuing to grow the remaining performance obligation through product push and price increases and extended terms. All of that is very valuable to them, but they need to make sure that the deals that they're giving you are, one, delivering value through the products as a core base, but two, they're structured the right way with the right pricing, the right protections, the right flexibility, the right investments from the company, right assurances. So it's going to be really important, especially if your renewal's coming up between now and January, to get this right. If you have deals lined up for 2021, right, you need to start planning now. I mean, Salesforce is a very successful organization. They've proven it in their numbers, and they prove it through their ability to continue to optimize their own contracts to the benefits of them. It's important that you do the same for yourself.